Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And fall is in the air. Isn't it nice when the weather gets a little cooler? People start being happy, especially if the skies are blue. And they start thinking about the holidays. They're thinking about Christmas and Hanukkah and all these things. And to me, all that means is keep your money local, shop local, buy gift cards local. Amazon is nice, but it can become like an addiction. Just like a couple glasses of wine are nice, but if you drink the whole bottle, not a good thing. So use Amazon sparingly when you can't find something local, because you know what? When I last looked, Amazon doesn't pay any local taxes to support us. They don't sponsor your little league teams. They don't sponsor your nonprofits. And nonprofits are very important to us because at the Chamber, we have about 650 members. And I think about 10% of them are nonprofits. You can find them at carrollcountychamber.org. And you can listen to one of them right now. So one of our members that I have on with me right now is Miss Jackie Mathias, Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Carroll County. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Great to have you on the
show.
And hey, I get to see you every month now because you're part of our current leadership Carroll class.
You do. You do. Lucky for both of us, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
So Jackie, I know I was looking over because for the longest time, the executive director of the Community Foundation of Carroll was Audrey. And but now you are, and you have been since March of 2020, but I was kind of impressed to find out that you've been with the foundation for like 15 years, right?
Yeah, going on 15 years, yeah.
Wow.
So I was hired by Audrey. Audrey Simoneau hired me as her part-time assistant. I was looking to make a job switch and we found each other by mutual friends and mutual passions. And here I am, you know, 15 years later, took a leap of faith and joined the nonprofit world and have been very happy that I did so ever since.
Well, I've enjoyed getting to know you, and I know that you do a good job. We're going to talk about Audrey back and forth, though, during the course of today, because really, Audrey is, when I first started here, I've been here 11 years now. When I first came on board, she was my go-to person with so many questions, and she had the answers. And Audrey's one of those folks, when I think about it, it's like Beyonce or Britney. You don't need to use the last name. Everybody knows Audrey.
Audrey.
So it's like Michael Jordan. Well, I'm from Chicago. At least that's who I think about. But she's an amazing lady. And we're going to talk about it a little bit at the end. But I thought we could toss it out there right now. You guys are looking to have some kind of a little event to kind of honor her. You want to tell me about that?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned before, I took over in March of 2020. And if anyone remembers March of 2020, I try to pretend 2020 sometimes didn't happen.
Oh, my God. You brought the COVID.
Oh, my gosh. We left here. Our last day in the office was the 13th of March. And I was scheduled to take over on April 1st, which was funny in itself. And going into my 13th year at that time or ending that. And so I was like, April 1st in the middle of a pandemic, you know, here it is. But Audrey had been here. I mean, Audrey is the foundation, like you said, like, you know, everybody knows Audrey through the Community Foundation and stuff that she's done throughout her career. And it just, not only was it an abrupt ending for all of us, you know, to be sent home for what we thought was 2 weeks of quarantine, but to have this amazing career and have done so many wonderful things in the community. And we really just want a chance to celebrate her because you know what? She deserves it. And that's what we're planning to do. So we're planning a party for her, a celebration, really just to thank her for her commitment to Carroll County. And this is a little known secret. I don't know. Everybody sees Audrey, thinks Carroll County. Audrey is not from Carroll County, but...
Don't shatter my illusions, okay? I don't want to hear it.
I know. I assumed she was a townie. I mean, I'm a townie.
Yep.
So, but Audrey, like I said, she's been a great mentor to me.
And then Jackie, the event itself, though, right? October 17th.
October 17th. A week from today. Yes, it's going to be at Martin's in Westminster. And we just We're going to have a little program. Anybody who has ever come to our POY events in the past, our Philanthropist of the Year, kind of mimic a little bit around that, but solely just around Audrey and having the opportunity to thank her for her service to Carroll County, her commitment to Carroll County, and certainly thank her for the 25 years she devoted to the Community Foundation.
Well, Jackie, thank you for that info. So I'm going to give you folks, we'll give it to you now and then again at the end of the show, but we're talking October 17th from 11 to 2 at Martin's Westminster. And if you've never been there, I can't believe it if you live in the area, but it's at 505 Germower Lane, and it's in the same area as Liberatories and Duncan and Mission Barbecue. And basically, it's going to be like a Sunday brunch. So it looks like the doors open at like 11 o'clock. People can chat, talk, have champagne. And then there's a brunch at noon. And then 1 o'clock, there's a little bit of a program. And we'll get back to that.
But yep.
How do people contact you guys to get a ticket to this? Where do they go to register?
So they can register online on our website. They can also, if they have any issues with registering on the website, they can call us at the office and register. We can walk them through that process. And I can give you the office number that they could call. It would be 410-876-5505. And then just call us and let us know you want to reserve a ticket or tickets to Audrey's event, and we'll certainly get you on that reservation list. And if anybody's interested in sponsoring, you know, we have sponsorship availabilities as well. So
yeah, I want to go over that in a second.
Feel free to give us a call. Yeah,
we're gonna hit that hard. What is your website?
Our website is www.wearecarroll.org.
And it's spelled out A-R-E, wearecarroll.org.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Wearecarroll.org, yes.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what is the Community Foundation. For folks who don't know it, can you give me a quick thing in like a minute or so?
Wow, Mike, you know me. I can't talk for a minute. I mean, I could talk for a minute about
Though the radio station loves us, they don't
right.
get that much.
I know. The Community Foundation is an umbrella organization that oversees and manages several other nonprofits underneath of us. So we have about half of what we do is scholarships. So they come to us in lieu of flowers. Somebody may make a donation. A lot of those come in memory of. So we help support the families to set up scholarships to remember their lost loved ones. We also do programs. So we're working a lot with different programs around the community. And if they get to a point where they're ready to kind of roll off and be their own nonprofit, we're really there to give them that backroom support to do that. And then some stay with us, don't have a need to roll off to be a bigger organization, so to speak. So they stay on with us as part of a component fund, what we call that. And we all share a nonprofit status under our umbrella. It's really a partnership. We partner with people who have passionate purposes and mission statements, and we help get it done.
Awesome. All right, in case you just now tuned in, I'm talking with Miss Jackie Mathias, who is the new since COVID hit executive director of the Community Foundation of Carroll County. And we're really talking a lot about what they do, but most specifically, someone who's near and dear to all of our hearts in the business community, in the nonprofit community, in any aspect of the community in Carroll, and that's Miss Audrey Simino, who was executive director, I think, for like 25 years with these guys.
Yeah.
And they're having a great event that you are invited to attend, and it's going to be on October 17th from 11 to 2 at Martin's Westminster. It's going to be a brunch, time for networking, then a time really to thank Audrey. And I just noticed on this little cheat sheet that was sent to me here that the event looks like it's free. I mean, have you guys lost your mind? A free event?
No, right? Nonprofit world.
We wanted
it to be a casual time where people can come and really just, put aside, the ticket prices and things like that. And we all in the nonprofit world understand,
sure.
But, this is really something that we felt as an organization, as a board, that we really needed to thank Audrey, not only from the employees, but from all of our funds. And, And just to be able to invite people to come and congratulate her, and our whole purpose of the event, again, is to honor her and to make sure that that day for her is memorable and that she can have the thanks that she deserves that we were not able to give her in 2020.
And she deserves it, Jackie. And listen, I feel badly about this, but I'm actually going to be out of town for a week starting October 16th. So I'm going to miss this. Mm-hmm. So I'll make sure I contact her. But if you could tell her that day that I think she's amazing and I love her and I wish I could be there. But I do know that the cost, even though it's free, you guys are a nonprofit. So people who've been especially impacted by Audrey and by the Community Foundation of Carroll can sponsor. And sponsorship will go a long way to cover the cost of this event, because really, at the end of the day, we don't want to see you guys honoring her in a way that hurts the budget. So there are people out there, businesses, who can sponsor. Let's talk about that a little bit. I see all kinds of different levels here, from 500 up to five grand, right?
Yeah. So, you know, and everything in between. You know, our logo here at the Community Foundation is trees, so we mapped it around different trees. And, you know, we're really asking everybody to, you know, if you can be a Redwood sponsor, we would love that. That's our top sponsor. That's a $5,000 sponsor. It does get you, you know, seating and logo mention. Also, we have plenty underneath of that, and every little bit helps. And yeah, we are a nonprofit, and we need to make sure it doesn't, blow our budget, as all of our nonprofit people would say, but this is definitely an event that is well worth the investment.
And I totally agree. And you know what? I think one thing I failed to ask or I failed to point out was the Community Foundation really has a lot of clients, right? I mean, I'm looking at something here that says you've got 267 funds and 76 separate actual things that you guys offer to, I guess, kids or to
scholarships.
Students.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, and you got, like, how much in assets do you guys handle?
We're at about $8.2 million that we manage. And the all spread across those 330 or 360 funds. And what we do is, again, the operating part of that is less than 1%. And really, you know, the operating is just as much as a partner as all of our programs. You know, we are running the operating to be able to support the programs, and that's what we do here in the office. So we all work together. It's all a team. And, you know, we have everything that you can think of for, you know, nonprofit purposes under the sun. But we've always been, and Audrey really cultivated that, you know, we were here to help set those, build the foundation. And if, you know, a group wants to take it bigger and become their own entity, then we've set them up to do that. And if they stay with us, you know, for their life cycle, that's amazing too. And, you know, if it's something that they do for a couple years to give out memorial scholarships to remember a loved one, we're here to support that too. So we, you know, we're a one-stop shop when it comes to stuff like being able to set up the scholarships and give you contacts with the guidance counselors. So really a resource. But yeah, we are up over close to 370-ish funds.
Wow.
So it's a lot, but, you know, it's all great.
Well, it's impressive, and it speaks a lot to your professionalism, what you guys do there, that many nonprofits trust you. So we're getting close to the end of the show, but I want to cover two last topics.
You got it.
What's the future look like for the Community Foundation in Carroll? I know that Audrey's laid a great foundation, but anything cool coming up that you guys could see, or just more of the same awesome stuff that you guys do?
I mean, of course, more of the same awesome stuff that we always do.
I figured.
But we have a little, some tricks up our sleeves that, you know, we're going to announce something at the event, which is another reason to stop by, just to kind of further honor Audrey, but also really to help all of us underneath of the Community Foundation, you know, to continue to grow and evolve and continue to help here in Carroll County. So that's part of our announcement for that too. And it's just another avenue that we are going to use to honor Audrey.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. You're going to have to send me a text or something after it's been announced, because I'm going to be in Maine at that time. So
I know.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our, well, like with the audience, with anyone regarding the foundation or the October 17th celebration for Audrey?
All the above. Okay. All the above. But what I'll leave you with is, you know, Audrey has made such a great impact, not only on the community, but for myself personally, and been very honored to have worked with her for the amount of time that I did. And I got her coaching. So I feel very blessed and honored to have had that. So we're going to be there celebrating Audrey. If you're able to be there, please do so. Come join us. Say thank you. Have brunch with us. Watch the program and see what the Community Foundation has done and continues to do and what our plans are for the future.
Thank you. And Jackie, one last time, your website and phone number.
Absolutely. So it's www.wearecarol.org. And our phone number is 410-876-5505. And you can talk to anyone in the office.
Jackie, thanks so much for being on the show, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And if you missed the show, don't worry. It'll be on our website and our Facebook page most likely tomorrow. You can find this show, all of our past shows, all of our members, all of our events, including our trips to Ireland and Greece next year, by going to carrollcountychamber.org, or you can call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italiana Grosseria to get one of its great hoagies, and they are great. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening today. Do something special, family or friends. Bye.